Hebrews 3:12-13 says this, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Well, it's still called today, and so I want to encourage you. Today, I want to encourage you by thinking about why God does what God does for God's name's sake. In Psalm 109, you're going to get a verse that says this, "But you, O sovereign Lord, deal with me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me." We get that "for your name's sake" other times as well. In that familiar Psalm, Psalm 23, "He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And 79, "Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us, forgive our sins for your name's sake." In Psalm 106, "Yet he saved them for his name's sake, to make his mighty power known." We could go down even in Isaiah. This is God speaking. "For my own name's sake, I delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you so as not to cut you off. See, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, for my own sake, I do this. How can I let myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another." We get that sort of thought in other places as well. "I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols." Why? Does God do this because God is insecure? Like, nobody else can have this. I need this. Or does God do this because it only works when he is on the throne, when it is he who is being glorified, when God is being honored, when God is being looked to, when God is being praised, when we see him as God? That's when it truly works. And so if God were to give his praise to someone else, say, yeah, you can take credit, right? We would look to that thing that credit was given to. But in this moment, our call is to look to him. He's not going to give his glory to an idol. It's going to be for his name's sake, because he wants all people to look to him. And so today, I want to encourage you to do what the psalmist in Psalm 34 tells us, to glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's still called today. His name is always lifted high. He is our God. Let's praise him.